Hi, I'm Lorraine K. Lee, author of Unforgettable Presence. I'm a global keynote speaker and instructor with LinkedIn Learning and Stanford Continuing Studies. Earlier in my career, I was a founding editor at LinkedIn and Prezi, where I worked with top business leaders and speakers to create and share content to help professionals be better at what they do. After being laid off in 2022, I became an entrepreneur and launched Rise Learning Solutions. Looking back, I realized that every big career opportunity I've had was because of my professional presence. And that's why I wrote Unforgettable Presence, to help ambitious professionals go from overlooked to unforgettable by mastering how they show up and where they get seen. Today, I'm sharing 5 key insights from the book to help you strengthen your presence and unlock new opportunities. Let's dive in. The first insight is that hard work alone isn't enough. For most of my career, I believed that if I worked hard, I would get ahead and eventually get that promotion. I delivered results, I took on high-priority projects, and I was well-liked by my colleagues. But when it came to promotions and leadership opportunities, I kept watching others who were sometimes less experienced or newer to the team get tapped for them while I stayed in the background. It took me more years than I'd like to admit to realize that getting ahead isn't just about how good your work is. It's about how and where you're seen. At LinkedIn, I worked hard, followed directions, and executed well. I even moved to Hong Kong for a year to help launch one of the company's biggest global initiatives. But despite my contributions, I wasn't advancing. I kept my head down, delivered on my tasks, and assumed that my results would speak for themselves. But here's the truth. You are your own best advocate. When I later joined Prezi, I made a shift. I studied what set leaders apart from hard workers and realized that advancing your career requires more than execution. It requires influence. Leaders weren't just getting things done. They were being strategic, building relationships, and ensuring their value was recognized. And I also realized that visibility isn't just about showing up in meetings. It's about showing up in the right places. In today's digital-first world, our presence extends beyond physical office spaces. How your colleagues and managers see you is shaped by how you show up on LinkedIn, on Zoom, and on Slack or Teams. Your professional reputation isn't just built in the office, it's built online. And that means you have to be intentional about where you're engaging, what you're contributing, and how others perceive you. So if you're not being recognized for your contributions, ask yourself, who needs to see my work? Where am I making my presence known? Am I showing up in the spaces where decision makers pay attention? Your work is important, but your presence is what gets you noticed. Hard work alone isn't enough. If you're intentional about how and where you show up, the right people will see your value so you can get those career opportunities that you deserve. The second insight is about the power of confident communication. One of the biggest career accelerators isn't just what you know, but how you communicate it. Earlier in my career, I didn't see myself as a strong public speaker. I was shy, quiet, and did not like the spotlight. But I learned that being a confident communicator, whether in meetings, presentations, or even emails, is a game changer. Think about it. The people who get promoted, who get buy-in for their ideas, who are seen as leaders, they aren't just the ones doing great work. They're the ones who articulate their value with clarity, confidence, and conviction. A lot of people avoid public speaking, but the truth is it's one of the most valuable skills you can develop. I saw this firsthand at Prezi, where I worked with some of the best speakers and learned what makes presentations engaging, informative, and memorable. While you don't have to be a keynote speaker for these skills to matter, every meeting, email, and conversation is a chance to show up with confidence and be seen as a strong, reliable leader. So how can you start strengthening your communication presence today? First, be mindful of your language. Many people, especially those who are shy or hesitant, use minimizing language that undermines their authority. For example, instead of saying, "Does that make sense?" try saying, "Let me know if you have any questions." Or instead of, "I'll try to get it done by next week," say, "I will get this done by Tuesday." Small tweaks like this can make a huge difference. Next, let's talk about those nerves. Public speaking can trigger a fight or flight response for a lot of us. But nerves aren't a bad thing. They show that you care. the key is to manage your nerves by preparing, breathing deeply, and focusing on your audience instead of yourself. Finally, seek feedback. Whether it's from a mentor, a manager, or even your audience, feedback helps you refine your communication skills. I learned this firsthand when I started actively seeking input on my presentations. It helped me go from hesitant to confident. And while it's never fun, watching your recordings can also be very helpful and humbling. Whether you're writing an email, speaking in a meeting, or presenting to a room full of executives, your ability to communicate with confidence shapes how others perceive your leadership potential. And the good news, like any skill, it can be developed with practice. You definitely don't need to be the loudest voice in the room to have an impact, but you do need to be intentional about how you show up. The third insight from my book is about how we all need advocates. One of the biggest game changers in my career was finding the right people to advocate for me. Most people understand the idea of having a mentor, someone who guides you, gives advice, and helps you grow. But a mentor alone isn't enough. And most of us are over-mentored. Instead, you also need a sponsor, someone who actively champions you when you're not in the room. At LinkedIn and Prezi, I was fortunate to have mentors who gave me invaluable guidance. But when I wanted to step into leadership, I realized I needed more than advice. I needed someone willing to say, "Lorraine is ready for this opportunity," in rooms I wasn't in. Sponsors play a more direct role in career advancement. They don't just guide you, they advocate for you. They're the ones who bring up your name for promotions, stretch assignments, or leadership roles. And research backs this up. Professionals with strong sponsors are more likely to advance than those without them. So how can you find these advocates? First, look for leaders who notice your work and align with your career goals. Engage with them, ask thoughtful questions, and build genuine relationships. If they see your value and potential and know your great work will reflect positively on them, they're more likely to advocate for you when opportunities arise. Second, don't be afraid to ask. Many of us assume that if we work hard, people will notice. But like we already talked about, that's not always true. Sometimes you need to make it clear that you're looking for growth and would appreciate someone's guidance or support. And finally, be proactive in maintaining these relationships. Keep your mentors and sponsors updated on your wins, seek their advice, and express gratitude for their support. Having both mentors and sponsors is one of the most powerful ways to accelerate your career. When you combine great work with strong advocates, doors will open faster and more opportunities will come your way. The fourth insight is about networking. Networking doesn't have to feel transactional. When you hear the word networking, what's your first reaction? If it's a mix of dread and awkward small talk, you're not alone. A lot of professionals, especially introverts, see networking as forced, transactional, or just plain uncomfortable. But here's the thing. Networking isn't just about collecting business cards or making small talk at corporate events. It's about building real relationships. For a long time, as an introvert, I struggled with networking too. It felt overwhelming, and I wasn't sure how to do it in a way that felt natural. But over time, I realized there are two types of networking that can make or break your career. Internal networking within your company, and external networking beyond your workplace. Let's talk about internal networking first. This is important because if only people in your immediate team know about your work, you might get overlooked. You need to make sure decision makers know what you bring to the table. This isn't about having random coffee chats. It's about being intentional. Who in your company do you admire? Who are the decision makers you should build relationships with? You can start by asking thoughtful questions, sharing ideas in meetings, or collaborating on cross-functional projects. These small efforts make you more visible and create advocates for your work within your company. Next is external networking to expand your influence beyond your workplace. Networking outside your company can open doors to unexpected opportunities. You may find those important advocates we just talked about, partnerships, and even new job offers. Pro tip for my fellow introverts, one way to preserve energy at a networking event is to check out the attendee list beforehand. If there's someone there you'd like to speak to, you can send them a note on LinkedIn beforehand to let them know you look forward to meeting them. If networking feels awkward, here's my best advice. Lead with curiosity and generosity. Instead of thinking about what you can get from a conversation, think about what you can give. Ask thoughtful questions and find small ways to add value. Most importantly, follow up. Real networking isn't about a single interaction. In fact, I'd say so much of it depends on the follow-through and follow-up. Most people miss this step, but it's critical to actually build a relationship and show that you're someone who values the other person's time. If networking gives you the hives, try shifting your mindset. It's not about pitching yourself, it's about investing in relationships that will support your career for years to come. The fifth and final insight is to think like a leader before you have the title. One of the biggest career shifts happens when you step into a management role. Suddenly, your success isn't just about your own work. It's about how well your team performs. And whatever got you to that point aren't the skills you're now being judged on. But here's the secret. You don't have to wait for the title to start thinking like a leader. In fact, the earlier you adopt a leadership mindset, the more prepared you'll be when the opportunity comes. I love the example from the TV show Superstore, where Amy, played by America Ferrera, gets promoted from floor clerk to store manager. She's excited, but immediately realizes that her team now sees her differently. The job isn't just about working hard anymore. She has to think about strategy, manage relationships, and navigate a new level of responsibility. And she's not alone. Many of us assume that leadership is about getting the role, but really it's about how you approach your work long before that. When I became a manager for the first time, I felt an enormous amount of pressure to be perfect, to prove that I belonged. But what I learned was that great managers don't have all the answers. Instead, they take ownership, build strong relationships, and focus on advocating for their team, not just themselves. They don't just complete tasks, they think about how their work impacts the bigger picture. I also realized that leadership isn't about doing more. It's about thinking differently. Instead of focusing only on my own to-do list, I started asking bigger questions. How can I make an impact beyond my immediate role? How can I help my team succeed? If you start thinking like a leader before you have the title, you'll be prepared and make it easy for decision makers to see you as the obvious choice for that next step. Leadership isn't something you wait for. It's something you can step into now, so when the opportunity comes, you're already leading. Thank you so much for listening. I hope these insights have given you some practical tips to go from overlooked to unforgettable and to supercharge your professional presence. When you strengthen your presence, you gain confidence and unlock new opportunities in your career. I am so excited for you to read my book so you can get started creating your own unforgettable presence.